Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
This week in Copenhagen, the girls put it all out there, figuratively and literally.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. You know, we're talking Real Housewives of Dallas. Welcome back, y'all. Season 3, episode 13, Growers and Showers.
Yes.
And we all know what that means now because Mark Duber went skinny dipping in the Baltic Ocean, and fun stuff there. Oh, here we go.
Feeling
a little bit Spice Girls. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. We love you, Spice Girls. I'm Rachel Robillard, and with me, I got my awesome co-host.
Hi, guys. I'm Jesse Zahner. Join us in the live chat now.
Hey, guys. It's Grant's Rants. Always good to be here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
What's up, party people? It's Erica Edwards.
That's right, and as I said, you know, Mark Duber went skinny dipping in the Baltic, so we got some nudity, we're going to get into some shady moments, we're going to talk about all the drama there is with the Real Housewives of Dallas. You know, some people came friends, and then not friends, and then there's just, you know, does the drama ever stop, y'all? Does the drama ever stop?
No, and then it keeps moving.
Yeah.
I've lost track of all the amount of, the amount of storylines this season alone, which is a good thing.
Right?
When we think of other cities, and it's like 23 weeks, I say this all the time, one story. Like, I'm glad that I can't recall everything, because now I'm excited about the reunion.
Me too. Oh, speaking of the reunion, we'll get into that into the news section of the episode, of the after show, because they filmed the reunion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But overall thoughts of tonight's episode? Like, what y'all thought? I love how you're like, yeah, there's a lot of different things going on to keep up with, which is good. What about you? What about y'all?
I mean, I was kind of disappointed in the episode because last week I thought was pretty good. And then this week I was just like waiting for things to happen because I follow these women on Twitter and Instagram, mm-hmm. and I see what's going on, and like I'm still like waiting to get to like why some of these people aren't friends anymore.
Right.
You want to get caught up with the present day.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree, yeah.
Right.
No, I do too. Especially after, like, seeing different things on social media about this reunion. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think, like, things have kind of reset a bit, which I'm interested in. So, like, I want to get, like, caught up. Yes, I agree. But this, I think last week, to your point, was much better than this one. Just in the fact of, like, the build of the drama. I mean, it was, like, night one, and they were already, like, not on speaking terms. And then this episode was good. It was a little more of, like, the let's, like, see the sights situation.
Yeah, I liked that aspect of this episode, and I also thought it had a decent balance of family bonding and drama. So they kind of got into it, and then we saw the cute little thing with their family, so, you know.
It's so cute.
I still don't understand how this is going to get Carrie closer to her father. She lived in the man's house, and now she's in a different country on FaceTime with him. I don't get it. Like, I just don't get the logic behind that. I'm glad she's connecting with her family, but if the storyline is, like, her father, which we're led to leave, I don't see it. But anyway, I mean, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. We'll get into that. But the episode starts off with, because we were, it's kind of like part two of last week's episode of what's going on, and how Cam and Deandra were in this huge fight, but now they're friends again. Do y'all think that was an organic apology and okay to be friends again? Do you guys think they're all right?
It's a start.
Yeah, it's a start.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to think of the situation. The entire time I was listening to their conversation, I don't know, like, what to think because My motto is, like, always be yourself, but I didn't grow up in, like, Dallas high society, so, like, can I really, like, do I have the right to be like, oh, Deandra should be able to go do whatever she wants? I don't know. Like, I feel like she should be able to, but I do know some people that live in Dallas, and you're from Dallas, mm-hmm. and they are similar to the way that Deandra and Cameron are.
Right.
So, I don't know.
And that's what Deandra is saying is that Cameron and Deandra share friends outside the housewives circle. Like, they have their own social circle outside this reality show that they mingle with. And so they were close before this. reality show. So
I like that Deandra did admit, like, hey, it's been a really tough year for me. And, you know, it's good for people to show kind of, like, the behind the mask a little bit. Like, it's, like, I feel like some women don't want to express that they're going through a tough time or they're being challenged. And, you know, she's had, we're told a life change and stuff like that. So, you know, I applaud her for being vulnerable in that moment with Cameron. And I think they really do, like, need one another because they're a good match.
I agree.
Yeah, I think they need one another. And I think also Cameron made it clear by bringing her mother-in-law that, like, I can make more trouble for you outside of this circle than this little reality show. So at the end of the day, she does need to, at a minimum, have some sort of basic camaraderie with her, because Cameron is going to be the one that's going to, she already told her mother-in-law, she's going to be the one that's going to carry, you know, her whatever secrets she has in the group to people outside of them. So
I think it was genuine. I think they're friends again. And bottom line, Deandra just told Cam, like, I just don't want you to get involved between Deandra or Leanne and me,
right?
And that's where it all comes down from too. But I'm starting to realize how Cam has been inserting herself into situations. Mm-hmm. Like, she's been defending Leanne a lot. She did it at the very end of this episode too. Like, oh, like, she was just videotaping, and we'll talk about that. But it's just like, she is like, I feel like Cam is Leanne's shadow right now, actually. Like, I really feel like they've like really developed a friendship that is just like, okay, I'm on Leanne's side, and that I'm going to defend her rather than other people in the group. Do y'all think that? I mean, that's kind of how I feel.
I think it's good to have someone loyal, like your number one, or someone, like, when you go into a group like this and it really is all based on fighting. I think it's a good thing to have someone that can have your back. It makes for a more interesting show. Like, how many times have we seen other cities, like, one girl pitted against everybody else and then she's gone? You know, seen it.
Exactly.
So at least this one, like, even though she's a little bit of a blind defender, I get your point. Like, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see really what happens to this reunion. Because that's when, like, everything's on the table, as we know. So, like, we'll see just how loyal Cam can be. But I think she's going to be there.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, so, Cam and Leanne were separated for their activities of the episode. So they did, one half did bike riding and one half did the boat. And I like how they kind of, they separated.
Yeah.
You know, get the friends on opposite. So, like, Stephanie and then Brandy and Leanne. And Leanne and Deandra were together, but Cam was on the others and with Carrie. But, so, Stephanie did a really good job with being the mediator and just being the guru in the situation of the confrontation between Deandra and Leanne. It's like, okay, so, looks like they're friends again. Looked like they hash it out. Deandra brings up how Leanne mentioned how much money she made or what's in her bank account, but it's like Leanne said, that was a month ago. Like, why is that still an issue? I thought they resolved that. Is that really what Deandra's still mad about? Like, what? Why is that still, why is that a reoccurring thing? Why? I thought we were over that.
I don't think it should have been brought up. Come on. Like, you know, how many times are you going to rehash things?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, Deandra's going to stay in one place. You know, Leanne's always trying to, like, you know, move forward and, like, figure everything out. But, you know, Deandra wants to stay in that place. I don't get it. Like, if you don't have that amount of money in your bank account, then who cares? Like,
right. Just I get, totally, like, agree.
It's so minor.
Mm-hmm. Who cares? But also, when it's especially not true. Like, she should know that's not true. And so it's just, like, get over it. I just feel like, all right, it's let's move on that. But when they were separating into who's going to do what, we have to talk about what Brandy said to Leanne, to her face. Like, oh, Leanne, I want you to be on a bike because I want to see you as the Wicked Witch. It's like, oh, there's still some hostility between y'all. Like, obviously, Brandy's still mad at you, Leanne. And so Leanne was like, oh, wait, what? So are you mad at me still? And it's like, yeah, I'm still mad. And, I mean, I thought it was funny.
I like that Leanne really didn't know how to react to
that.
Like, she really didn't know, like, am I going in on this? Are we
acknowledging this? Is this happening right now?
Is she serious? Like,
it was kind of like, ooh, you know, but then she kind of got a little emotional, like, oh, like, I thought we could hash this out, but whatever. But then the conversation gets brought up again at the Trivoli Gardens, where they all dress up as Danish girls. I thought that was really cute.
It was cute.
Really cute. They're all together. I thought that made for a great promo for the beginning of all this. Like, oh, like, when are they going to be dressed up like that? But then when it happens, it's like, Oh, okay.
Leanne embracing her roots early on.
From the carny life.
I miss hearing about the carny life, Leanne. Keep it going.
Yeah, she even said, by the way, no one wears these in the carnival. Like, she made that reference. But then they kind of, this is when Brandy and Leanne kind of went at it again. And, like, Brandy has a lot of hostility towards Leanne. But honestly, I can't blame her based on their back-and-forth relationship. You know, they used to not like each other. Then last season, they became friends. Surprise! I'm friends with Leanne!
Yeah.
And now they're not friends again. And so it's like, Brandy has really seen both sides of Leanne, this being season three,
right.
Because she's had that flip-flop friendship, like frenemies and then enemies. It's just like, yeah, they're actually like perfect definition of frenemies because they've been enemies, then friends, and then enemies again. And so I feel like Brandy has every right to be upset with her, but Leanne is like, well, I've apologized. You just don't want to accept my apology. But there's just a lot of hostility towards them.
Yeah, I kind of don't get it because, like, when they were friends, I was super happy about that. And I actually thought, you know, they were kind of using each other. They needed each other at the time. But I thought they made good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy never backs down to Leanne. So I kind of like that about her. But I just don't know why they just can't get over it at this point. Like, why is she still picking a fight with her? Leanne isn't doing that to Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't they just, like, leave each other alone and coexist and, you know, whatever.
Brandy clearly doesn't trust Leanne, but, like, you don't have to keep poking the bear either. Like, you can just say what Leanne said, like, keep an eye on her, but, like, you know, you can be friends with her, but just beware. And the whole thing, like, which I think Brandy was dead wrong, where she said that Leanne spread a rumor that she adopted a baby to save her marriage, because I don't see that as a rumor spreading. I just don't. She said
that hypothetically. She's like, what if I were to say that?
I mean, I don't think she should have said it, but I mean, like, it was not like she ran all around Dallas Society in the charity scene in the carnival world and telling people that, you know, this is the reason why. So, I mean, you know, that to me was false. That to me was just not a real thing. I don't believe that was a rumor. In fact, if Brandy kept her mouth shut in that moment, they would have died between the two of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to some extent, however, this is reality TV. So I feel like anything you put out there, you're putting out there, whether you say it as implying or whatever. Once you say it, you said it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to say it off camera. But if you say it on an episode, then you know millions of people are watching
it.
So I think Brandy is justified in being angry if that comment along with the drinking and the whole little drinky thing. I mean, I think if Leanne backed down off of that, but she didn't. She kind of doubled down and mentioned it again later. So I think to some extent, the alcoholic drinking thing is a problem. More so than the baby to save your marriage. I mean, who really cares?
I agree.
Calling me an alcoholic and you know I'm going through an adoption on national TV is an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But on a lighter note, we go into Carrie's family and, like, get to see the whole Copenhagen side of Carrie's family. And Zuri comes. I thought that was really cute that Zuri and Mark made an appearance. I thought, you know,
it was cute that Zuri made an appearance.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So what you're saying is not really cute that Mark made an appearance.
No,
okay, great. Throwing some shade out there.
It was adorable, but totally overdramatic. I was like, you haven't seen them in like 4 days. Like, why are we crying?
I thought it was so sweet.
Oh my gosh, you all are like millionaires. You could have come. They could have come anyway.
Right.
Like, I was like, I appreciate it. It's so cute. Ooh, I'm surprised. But to like totally tear up and we're bonding.
Oh my gosh, I know.
I've seen my long lost daughter that I haven't seen in 3 days.
Yeah.
Seems like.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know she thought it was on her mind and she wanted her to be experiencing things with her experience. I get it.
Yeah, it was super cute, but.
Jessie's a mom, so she.
Get it. Like, I get wanting your daughter there and that. But I totally agree with Erica. Like, it was so over the top, especially the stuff with Mark. Like, she was, like, in the confessional, like, tearing up. I'm like, girl, please. Like, you're acting like somebody, like, passed away. Like, let's calm down. It's not that big
exactly.
of a deal.
I'm like, we need a soundtrack because this is fake. We need music for this. We need, like, a
I felt her. I was like, she had so many emotions going on because she's seeing a lot of different, like, extended family. And then for her husband to come with her 5-year-old daughter. And she even said the night before at the Trevally Gardens, like, oh, I wish Zuri was here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she already had them in her mind. And so for them to show up, it was like the ultimate, like, surprise.
But
I thought it was sweet.
But would you cry, though?
I think I'd cry.
I wouldn't.
I'm kind of emotional. I'm a Cancer, okay?
I'm a Cancer too, and I would not.
There are two types of Cancers on this panel, let's just say that.
I want to say one quick thing, though. Her family, her Danish family, they seem very nice. I wonder what they make of having, like, these women and this camera crew, like, running through their home. Right? Like, it just must be very different for them. They're not, I mean, for most people it would be. But on top of it, too, like, I have to laugh. Like, Cameron looks like some sort of an alien.
Yes.
She's kind of in this, like, atmosphere that's kind of, like, gray and not too many colors and flowers. Yeah. And she's, like, got these huge square glasses on with the pink fur. And it was a wide shot when, I think it was Zuri, when she ran in, and it was just, like, this, like, out-of-place, like, alien.
Yes.
And she referred to herself as an alien last season.
Yes.
And I just enjoyed it. Cameron, you looked good.
Yes, and you don't have those condom earrings on anymore, so two thumbs up for that.
Yeah. True.
All right, on that note, you guys, hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube, our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. We will send shout-outs to you. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you. Skull! Y'all know that was like the cheers in Copenhagen. Skull! Skull to that. All right, so speaking of other Copenhagen traditions and whatnot, it's a tradition to go skinny dipping in the Baltic Sea. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yes.
We were making predictions last week as to why are Carrie and Mark going skinny dipping? Oh, also, we should have known that Mark was going to be there because he was previewed. Right. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
He was previewed last episode that he was going to be there.
Apparently, they say it was a New Year's plunge situation.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
I respect tradition.
They said, the way the Danes do, go swimming naked in the Baltic Sea. I mean, would y'all do it?
I knew you were going to ask this.
I mean, I probably would do it if there weren't, like, a bunch of people and a camera crew around, for sure.
Okay, like, if it's a more intimate setting, just, like, you and your boo?
Well, yeah, I mean, because I kind of like Carrie in that she's like, I want to try everything once. I'm kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things that I'm like, I want to try it to say I did it, but I just really don't want to try it. So, like, I don't want to, but I could get pressured into doing it, probably.
Okay.
But not on TV.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, not on TV. I know.
The picture.
Also not in 30 degree, like...
Yeah, it was 30 degrees.
I wouldn't even go in that water with a wetsuit on.
I've never done a penguin plunge. I have no interest in that type of stuff. But I don't know, like, you know, when in Rome, it's different. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
When you're in the moment, but I mean, right now, I can tell you, with the camera crew, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something. Let's just say that's something I think, like, most people have to prepare for. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, if you know you're going to be, like, on camera, and Brandy, you are on camera, like, the show, the production team was there, so, just saying. But, like, there's a lot to prepare for.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. If I had a body like Brandy or Carrie, absolutely. If I had a body like Mark, absolutely not. So it depends on where I am in the weight loss process. But if I, you know, if I had it tight, yeah, why not, you know?
Yeah.
When in Rome, do as the Romans.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like how Brandy, she kept her bottoms on. I know, am I right? Did she have her bottoms on? I thought I saw a little bottom.
Yeah, she said she was topless.
She's just topless. So, like, she kind of, like, got the best of both worlds in it.
You know, I'm having a flashback. I was in New York over the summer, and there's this big club that was on the roof of this hotel, and they had this, like, indoor pool in the club that everyone was going in the pool, like, naked or in their, like, underwear. And I was like, oh, like, I don't. I'm not going to bother with that. Well, a couple of drinks later, I did, but I kept my bottoms on. But what I'm saying is, like, when in Rome, you know what I mean? Like, I had no intention of doing that. But then it was probably filthy and gross, now that you look back at it, but, like, it was an experience, you know?
Yes,
so that's
right.
Why, and, like, if I didn't go through that, I probably would have been like, oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Right?
Exactly. Like, I've been to Hedonism 3, I think it is, in Jamaica, and after a certain time, you go down the water slide naked into the pool. It's a thing, you know? It's fine.
Yeah. You know, we only own one, so why not?
Exactly. They did this soberly.
Live your best life.
Yeah, soberly. And even if they were drunk, that cold water would have got them real quick sober.
Right?
Yes. Why was the accent we're talking?
Exactly.
But yeah.
So the only person who didn't go in was Leanne. Mm-hmm. And instead, she was recording. And that caused a lot of controversy here today. And so, and it just so happened she pulled up. Well, that's the thing. To preface, at the beginning, the Danish family was like, okay, like no cameras, no phones, like
right.
you yeah. know, for privacy, and like everyone understood that except Leanne. So when it just so it, I feel like it was just bad timing. It was with the wrong person. Brandy's in there, topless, skinny dipping, and Leanne whips out her phone and starts to record. And it's just like, if she would have done that for Carrie, maybe this would have been different, but it's the fact that she was recording Brandy. And I know Grant's opinion, but I side with Brandy in this. I feel like, yes, of course, you are filming for a reality show. It's going to be aired. But it's also, like, you're fuzzy. Like, we don't, yes, we saw it, but we don't see her real tatas. We are seeing the blurred out version of it. And they edit it to make it appropriate. But when you have raw video that could get leaked, and if it's in the wrong hands, like your frenemy, like you never really know what Leanne would do with that. And she, I feel like she interpreted like, oh, it's gonna be, you could use that for blackmail, you could use that against me.
Yeah, but in 2018, is a nude video really gonna kill anyone's career? I mean,
yeah,
it's
true.
Well, Kim Kardashian, you know, it helped her
a lot of it. Look, Paris Hilton, look, she's still going strong, and it's been like what, 20 years? I mean, like, I understand, like, she's a mother, she's going through this adoption process,
yes.
she's a businesswoman, I understand that part of it as well, but like, I don't know. I mean, that girl, I think Brandy was completely paranoid about the whole thing. Now, Leanne should have respected Carrie's family by saying no pictures, no videos.
Right.
And she's there like this, like it's a home video. Like,
you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah, it was a little much. But I will say, it's not like she like hit it like on her side hip, you know?
Right.
She
wasn't like... She was blatant.
Yeah. There, okay. is, there are ways like where people can like record you without knowing, and she was not doing that. But I don't know what's going on with this video, if it's really... gone or not. I mean, you know,
you never know what the cloud has.
That's true.
You never know when it's deleted.
I don't even know. You know, even with me, like, you go through and delete things and then it appears on the iPad.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what? Why is this here?
Exactly. Gotta be careful what you do with your nudes, y'all. But Leanne was saying how she did it for prosperity. She did it for saving a memory.
But my thing with that is, like, you are being taped by the show. So why are you bothering video it yourself? The show's got it. That's the memory. They're putting it on air. I'm watching your memory right here. There's no need to...
So you're saying, like, there was no need for her to record?
Yeah, totally. 100%. Yeah. I mean, I love Leanne, but, like, I'm not with her on this. If I was Brandy, I'd be pissed.
I don't know, though. Like, when you travel, like, if I was traveling, my phone would be out for everything.
You know, but you wouldn't have a reality camera on you either, though. I feel like I would be more inclined to put my phone away, knowing that, okay, I have an expensive home video to refer to with the reality television show on my shoulder.
Yeah.
I guess. I've never been in the situation. I've never been filed. You know what I mean? Like, I've always just been, like, you know, you go to Vegas, take a picture, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think about it, but I guess.
Yeah. But you're also going to Vegas with your close friends who y'all film each other.
Right.
Brandy and Leanne ain't friends. But so that's where it really stems from. It's like, I'm not your friend, so why do you want to do it for prosperity when I don't even like you and you don't like me?
Yeah.
But that's also where Brandy messed up because, like, you know... like, that you don't trust Leanne, so don't put yourself in that situation. Like, I would never do that in front of somebody that I
You don't like?
That I don't like or don't trust.
Yeah.
Like, even if I get along with you, but I don't trust you, I wouldn't do it because there are people that use things against you all the time.
Yeah, but if Brandy's going in and she's thinking there's no other cameras besides the Bravo cameras, like, you know, what could come of it?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it is the Bravo camera, so I'm kind of in the middle on it. I mean, I feel like Leanne was out of line because she's not friends with Brandy, and she barely friends with Carrie. So who are you taping? Because Deandra and Stephanie had their clothes on. So to some extent, it's like it wasn't, I think, as innocent as she proclaims. But at the end of the day, you all, fuzzy or not, there's a lot of cameramen who we don't really know who all had a camera, who didn't have a camera. You did it in public, and you are... you know, showing the world that you did it. So what difference does it thing, doesn't make that big of a deal.
Brandy made the decision to go in naked. Yes. I mean, you made the choice, girl. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that with that could come a leak. You know what? Yes. There could have been someone who was around, because a friend of mine was in Copenhagen during the time of this trip when they were at that restaurant the first night. And he sent me a picture. There could have been someone, an American tourist. Exactly. So this show airs internationally. Someone, like, just snapped up. Oh, there are the Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. And there's Brandy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you put yourself out there. It is what it is. But Brandy's behavior on that bus, maybe there was a few edits, because she turned real quick. And she was, like, you know, finger in her face, calling her names. Like, it just seemed, like, very intense. It must have escalated, because I really don't know where that came from.
It did seem a little choppy. Like, her, it's like her tone, like, all of a sudden it was, like, a lot higher. And I was like, whoa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I want to point out, though, like, and just because I had, like, an aha moment, like, Cameron referenced that they were being taped in front of a reality show, and for me, that is the first time I ever noticed on Real Housewives of anything that they are referencing, like, they're on a television show. Usually it's like, oh, the group, or, you know, my group of friends, or, you know, we're on this trip together, but, like, she was like, no, you're on a national television show, reality TV, and I was like, wow, good for that. Like, Dallas is kind of done that a few times. They've kind of broken that fourth wall, which I like. And, like, come on. Like, it's completely accurate. Like, yes, Brandy not only made the choice to do that, but she knows she's on a show. So I agree with Cameron.
Yeah. Oh, Cameron. But then Cameron, that's when she included herself again when talking about this at dinner, about, like, okay, it's Brandy and Leanne again. And it seemed like everyone had... We're like understanding of both parties, but I really felt like Cameron was like, you know, she wasn't meaning to be malicious. She wasn't, you know, she was, I don't know. I feel like Cameron just keeps inserting herself to be always on Leanne's side. Mm-hmm. And, but I feel like she is, she can be unbiased, but it's just with the patterns that have been happening, with the controversies and arguments that have been happening, it seems like Cam just keeps going to Julianne's side.
I want to explore Cameron's relationship with Brandy, because I don't think we've really seen it, have we?
Cam and Brandy?
Yeah. Because she's Cam's always
not the biggest fan of Brandy.
She's always team Leanne. So, like, I want to know what her dynamic is with Leanne. I know with Brandy. Yeah, with Brandy. I'd like to know, like, more about their relationship, because if she's always going to take the other side, like, why? Why doesn't she ever see Brandy's side to things?
Well, I think from that trip they took to Big Bear or whatever, it was always, she always has kind of been like, oh, I'm so conservative, and Brandy and Stephanie have always been in this buck wild, we're going to, you know, have these little plastic balls and all this craziness.
Yeah.
So I feel like, to me, outside of Deandra, Leanne is the one that she really actually really relates to. I always feel like she always kind of was a little standoffish of Brandy, Stephanie, and Carrie to some extent. Mm-hmm. Like, she was always kind of like, oh, they're like the buck wild girls, and I'm this pretty in pink princess.
And specifically Brandy, because remember Brandy didn't bring her a gift?
Oh, the gift that Jack Daniels.
Oh, my God. That was last season.
And it was so rude. Like, that was really rude. Didn't give her a gift.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
So,
You know, like, one could argue Leanne is pretty rough around the edges, but yet Cameron is really kind of over... You know, she's accepted that. She's overlooked that. So, you know, I wonder, you know, what the... I mean, maybe they've just been friends for so long, she knows. But I would love to, like, talk to Cameron about that dynamic. Yes. And, like, you know, are you ever tempted to maybe go against the grain and see Brandy's side to things and not always jump to Leanne's side of the argument? I'd be curious. Maybe she really just feels like Brandy's just wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
And don't you kind of have that one friend that you're, like, always, like, siding with and, like, you'll always stand up
have
for?
Have their back?
Yeah.
And I do I do feel like Leanne is probably, like, her one, I think I said this before some weeks ago, but Leanne is, like, totally her one ghetto friend.
And it's so true.
Because Leanne totally respects and loves all that society stuff, and Brandy doesn't. And Stephanie kind of wants to be accepted, but she's not as into it, and neither is Carrie. But Leanne is just like, I know I'm from the carnival, but I love the society. So I think, you know, Cameron kind
one
of...
ghetto friend.
Loves that. She's like, okay.
You know what? I don't disagree.
I'll let my carny friend be okay.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
But I have to say one thing in regards to the whole skinny dipping thing is that when Carrie said, this is when Carrie and Mark were skinny dipping, Carrie said what maybe everyone else was thinking. Like, he's cheating. Oh, this is the infamous Duber dick that apparently got sucked at the roundup. When she said that, I was like, oh my gosh. I mean,
like, way to like shout it out.
Yeah, way to, like, I just was kind of like,
yeah, it was horrible because it's like I just saw Mark naked and now I need now to think about the visual. This. Like, come on, I'm done. Yeah, like, I don't need to think about Mark anymore.
No, yeah. And like, why would she bring that up? True, untrue, gray space. Why would she bring that up? Yeah,
it wasn't like it's not like Leanne said it. It was her. It was Carrie.
I thought, exactly.
Like Carrie pretty much just like threw shade at at the subject.
I guess she took control of.
She took the control of the shade, which is perfect segue into our shady moments. Let's start talking about what y'all's shady moments of tonight's episode. Got any good ones?
Sure. I'll start. Mine is with Leanne when she said, "My eyes, I can't unsee it." When Mark,
yeah, I had that one too. One's funny. Mine is with Brandy. She said, "Instead of calling you Wicked Witch, I should have called you a Wicked Bitch."
It's a good one.
I liked when all the women were in those cheap costumes, and like Leanne was kind of like the voice for everyone. She's like, "What the?" I just like that. And then she, like, they show her, like, kind of like, going down that staircase sheepishly, like, in the outfit with everybody else. I appreciated that. It was shady.
And I'm curious why, when they were all wearing the Danish costume, Leanne was the only one in red, not the white. Like, everyone was wearing different, the red and blue.
Right.
And everyone had white underneath, but Leanne was the only one who had red. So she was all red. I noticed that. I didn't. Mm-hmm. Maybe that
you
was like
you
a.
You did mention that.
Maybe that was like a costume whoopsie or something that, you know, where's Leanne's white top? I don't know, but I noticed that. I noticed these things. Mm. But mine have to be. Oh, wait. Did you just go?
I went. Yep.
You just went. That's right. I have to refer back to Brandy when Brandy and Leanne are having their conversation and she goes, "Well, what if I record your sunny side up titties?"
Yep.
Oh, man. I thought that was so funny because you know that's a sensitive subject for Leanne.
Right.
Last season, she had to get a re-boob job, you know? Oh, remember, she had her...
Right.
She,
right.
like, got her boobs faked by the vagina doctor.
Yes.
How can you forget?
I totally forgot
that's
about
a sensitive
that.
Subject for yes. Leanne. That's sensitive.
Don't forget the flesh-eating bacteria.
The flesh-eating bacteria. Yes. And so maybe that's why Leanne didn't want to go skinny dipping because of...
Well, she did have a rough, as she mentioned, a rough experience in some waters in Mexico.
Yeah, she's like, that's how I got the flesh-eating bacteria.
Exactly.
And whatnot, and But also, another little shade that was thrown was same conversation, but Brandy blatantly said to Leanne, "I don't think anybody here trusts you." Mm. And that was a,
And in that conversation, I think it was that conversation, Leanne said to Brandy, "You're special."
Yeah, she said, it was a lot of
good. That is a good response. When someone's just, like, coming for you and trying to make a point and trying to stir and wind you up, just to say, "You're special." That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Leanne banging on that bowl, too, is pretty funny.
Oh,
as
yes. I know. That is going to be the perfect meme. Tomorrow. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. And her face getting, like, more mad as she does it. It's so good.
Yeah, I do believe that Brandy really is trying to poke her hard to get her to throw the glass or to yell and threaten someone's life. I mean, I see that. I really do.
Yeah. I agree with that totally.
Yeah. Well, let's get into some news and gossip. Yes. How do y'all feel about that?
AfterBuzz TV News.
And I'd love to start off. I don't, Jeff, sorry, I don't have a picture of it, but I want to start off with the conversations that are going on between Leanne and Brandy. It's still current. And Brandy actually, on Instagram last night, called Leanne out. And I'm going to pull this up because Leanne tweeted saying, "Thank you, at Reality T, for this open and honest approach to the issues I face on Real Housewives of Dallas. Leanne Locken wants Brandy Redmond to get her own storyline." So Brandy... Instagram that tweet, and then as a caption wrote, "I normally wouldn't respond, but I'm sorry, Leanne, that you feel this way. Did I not try to start over? Did you warn people about being friends with me? Did you not say that I was getting a divorce for a storyline, adopting a baby to save my marriage? Did you not say I'm an alcoholic or sorry, I'm a drunk? Thought our reunion was hashed out. Ooh, that's like, and we'll go into more reunions. So apparently they did hash out stuff, but according to last night, so thought our reunion, we hashed this out, but evidently not. To set the record straight, I could care less when, where, or who you get married to. I want you to be happy and healthy because you're taking way too many laxatives for any toilet to keep up with. Let me know if you need a good plumber. Actually, I'm sure you can pledge your own BS.
So,
oh my God.
You know, commented, I don't know if it was on that exact post, but Deandra commented. Did you see that? I don't know if it's
Deandra
still there.
Commented on Brandy's post?
On the Instagram post about, because some fan wrote something to the effect of, like, Brandy, why are you getting involved? And she and Deandra said, yeah, this is the problem.
Yeah, I don't see, like, Leanne's comment, but I do see Deandra comment saying, go Brandy, hashtag truth. And then Stephanie Holman commented, love you, girl. This show is a team effort, and you bring so much to it.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. Because so the comment that I read was Deandra, and she was saying something along the lines of, like, and this was early in the morning, kids, I read this, but it was something along the lines of, like, yes, this is the problem. But I took it like this is the problem that, with Brandy, is that she's always fighting back, like, things like this. But I don't know. Wow.
Yeah. So they
it's gonna get messy. Really messy.
Yeah, but they say the reunion, like, they hash it out. So apparently now it's not. So you never know, like, what is real time? Because it's like, the reunion got filmed recently over the weekend, it's like, okay, but, you know, so many things happened from last week to now, so now they're not on good terms. But apparently, they hash it out on the reunion. But, Grant, what do you have to say about the reunion?
Well, not much. I believe that Mama D may be making an appearance, just because when I was in New York, so were they. And I was like, oh, well, they're here for the reunion, so what's Mama D doing? Maybe she was just going up Fifth Avenue shopping? But I'm like, why would you have the Queen Mama D in New York and not feature on the reunion? So I wouldn't be surprised. Again, I know nothing. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't really. I really don't. But it could be. And I wouldn't be surprised. So, I mean, she's there.
Yeah.
Use her. So I hope my dream for this reunion is that Leanne and Deandra can get to a common place. Mm-hmm. I really don't like them fighting.
I don't know.
It doesn't sit well with me.
It was actually nice that they resolved things and that they were there was no drama between them this episode. Yeah. It was kind of refreshing. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. I liked the trio where, like, they were their own thing. Cameron, Leanne, and Deandra were really tight and loyal, and you need that. So
speaking of
trio,
like, can you imagine the trio? Like, if Leanne, Cameron, and Deandra, I feel like those three people could be such a great trio if they actually, like, believed in their friendship.
Yes.
Like, we always say, like, okay, Brandy and Stephanie, like, they are such a great dynamic duo. And I think they actually just got on the Real House, like, on Housewives, Superlatives, Best Friends.
Yeah.
I believe so. But them three, Cam, Deandra, and Leanne, dang, that would be, I think they would be the ultimate trio if they actually just hashed out their problems, and instead of it always being Leanne and Cam, Deandra should be inserted too.
That is true.
What do you think? Would a new housewife addition, not a subtraction or a replacement, but would an addition help or hurt the show?
I think it would help.
An addition?
Yeah, like a new housewife to add into who we already have here.
Yeah, I think make it an odd number. I think odd numbers are good. Right now it's six, and I want a seven.
Yeah, I do like an odd number, and I think I'd be interested to see which camp they go towards, because this show from day one has always been like one versus the other. So I'm curious to see where that person would land.
Yeah, Erica, any other fun little news you got?
Yes. So after the taping, Stephanie went to you can skip the video. You can go down to the photo. She went to the Victoria's Secret's lingerie fashion show.
Ooh, she was
amazing.
And that's
what she wore.
Yes, I know.
And loved it. Super
I know. She
duper
looked so
cute.
Beautiful.
She looked so cute. So lovely.
I can't wait to see that guy.
She looks
so
great.
Yes. Oh, and she posted a little bit about her look on Instagram as well, if you guys want to check it out there.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect look for that.
And also, since we are talking about the reunion, we do have here a video that shows, or a picture that shows, this is how they're seated for the reunion.
Okay.
So our preview of who's sitting next to who.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. Stephanie and Brandon together. Well, duh. Okay, yeah. Leanne and DeAndre on opposite sides. Cameron next to Leanne. Like, what? What's
yeah,
new?
Right. Yeah.
And then Carrie on the side.
On the outside.
You know,
yeah.
What,
I get it.
How do you feel about Brandy holding the star this season but not being to the left? You
yeah,
know,
right, that's a good
right,
point.
Right next to Andy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Not sitting yeah. next to him?
Yeah. yeah.
Ooh.
It's kind of like that. That could be debatable for some.
Yeah, that could be debatable. That could come, you know, maybe she's on friend probation. Because yeah. that's what we're going to get into next yeah. episode. There's going to be a friend probation. So, yeah, that'll be that's what we're going to talk about next week. But in the meantime, Erica, where can everyone find you on social?
All right, what's up, party people? You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And I've been away for a minute dealing with a bunch of stuff that I'm going to get all into on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. You can find it everywhere. Please support the show. I love you for listening.
Thanks for joining us, guys, in the live chat. My name is Jessie Zaner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic. Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard. Make sure to give us a thumbs up and give us some comments. We want to hear what you think.
Yeah, I want to hear some feedback.
Y'all have a good one.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.